Hey everyone, I just wanted to take a moment to say thank you so much for all of the support. I wanted to say hello to all of our new listeners. It's been great getting all of the messages, all of the encouragement of how helpful our podcast and our YouTube and the LinkedIn has been for you all. Again, that's our whole goal, is just to continue to provide you all value. If you guys don't have a LinkedIn, you're definitely going to need one. So make sure you make a LinkedIn, and would love to connect with you. You can give me an ad at Jacob McLaughlin or New to Medical Device Sales on LinkedIn or all the social medias. But you're going to need the LinkedIn, like we talked about, to get hired in med device sales. It's going to play a big part in your role. If you guys are serious about breaking into medical device sales, I would just highly recommend you to go look at our new website. Our story, it talks about who we are, how our company started. You'll see the mission about our company. You'll see our values, which I'm very proud that we will always publicly display. You're also going to see video testimonials. You'll see over 100 video testimonials of students who have taken our course, had success, and broke into medical device sales. The thing I always joke around with people is, when was the last time you liked something so much, you took a video, recorded it, talked about how great you liked it, and then sent it to them? I'll tell you, probably never. That's the joke. You'll see over 100 people on ours, just being able to talk about their experience. Also, you'll see something I'm very proud of is the nonprofits that we partner with, and then also the scholarship that we help fund, because that's something about New to Medical Device Sales, is we always want to be giving back. We want to be doing good in this world. And just understand that people that are coming into our program are A, great go-getting people that are high performers, but also we are always going to be giving back from our course and giving back to the community and people that are doing things that we believe in. And so I am just so proud of that website. Would love for you to just look at it. Again, you can go opt into our newsletter that we send out on a weekly basis. Also, you can see all the other different things that we offer on there, but also you can get more information about our course, where our average person is breaking in 8.2 weeks at an average of $94,478. It can help you guys if you're very serious. But the one thing I would say is we do have where you can apply for the course. If you guys are going to apply, I would ask that you just do your research and that you guys are very serious about it. Again, we don't hide anything on there, so you guys can see all of the stuff about it. Just because the reason I'm saying that is we want to make sure that we're working with really serious people, because as you all know, we only take 10 people a month. We are not just taking anybody who can just say, hey, can I be a part of your program? We make it very challenging to be a part of our program, because we want the high performers and top performers. That's how we get people hired so quickly. Because there's no guessing. They've burned the boats. They know they want to be a part of the program because we put out so much free content and they've seen all the proof that we do. Because again, I'm never here to sell you anything, because we just have all the proof for you to see for yourself. If something you would like to be a part of and you would like those results, we would love to help you. If not, no worries. That's why we put the free content out. But I really appreciate all of the support. Like I said, if you can press that like and subscribe button, share this podcast with somebody that could help. And if you guys can do a 5-star review, it would really help us. But let's get into today's episode. That's going to bring a lot of value to you all. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin. We are coming to you on a beautiful evening. And I just want to say, I'm so excited. I love filming at night. I was telling our videographer just like how great of a job he does, because as you guys can see the background, it is absolutely beautiful. It is what I am very excited to have you see. And if you're not watching it, maybe you should watch it. But the reason I'm just telling you guys is I'm excited to come to you tonight, because I wanted to give you a podcast that's going to give you a lot of value. I want to give you a podcast that I have on a common conversation with our course. And I have a common conversation with people that reach out to me of, hey, I'm going through the interview process and I don't know what I'm doing, or it's my first one, or I haven't moved on. And I wanted to give you tips that are going to guarantee that they're going to help you break into medical device sales, that are going to help you go through that interview process. And what I can just sit here and tell you from my experience, when I've told our people to know the four whys that I'm about to tell you, they've moved on. If you can answer these four whys, there's a very good chance you move on to a first, a second, a third round interview. Now, again, there's going to be a lot more that goes into it if you're wanting to get to fourth round, fifth round, sixth round, and actually win. But just when you're first going through the interview process, I just talked to three people today, two people going through first round interviews today, and they're like, they just joined our course and they're just like, oh my gosh, what do I expect? And again, they're learning that in the course. But one of the other things I just told them is like, hey, just remember the first interview. They just want to get to know you. But if you can know these four whys, you will be able to move on into the past the first round, past the second round. The one asterisk I'm going to put that is, I can't help if you talk like a zombie. I can't help if you don't do your homework. I can't help if you're not going to do the work, or you're just a drag to talk to, because I'll just sit here and tell you, everybody will be like, Jacob, I did what you said and it didn't work. And I'm like, did you? Because I've gotten on a lot of calls with people who are like, hey, Jacob. Yeah, I am so excited to break into medical device sales. It is my dream. And I can't tell if they are joking with me, if there's cameras around, if I'm getting pranked, or if they just woke up from a nap and they're dreaming or they're sleeping. What, like, I'm sitting here telling you guys, the reason you guys like to listen to me, why we talk is the energy. Every time you go talk with somebody, have energy. So the reason I'm just saying that, don't send me a message to be like, Jacob, I did what you said in this podcast and it didn't work. Because I can sit here and tell you, it works. We do it with our people every single day. But if you don't come and do your part of it, if you sound like a drag, if you don't do your research, I cannot help you. All right. So I just always want to put that asterisk out there because people will be like, Jacob, I'm doing what you told me and I'm just not moving on. And my favorite one is those same people will usually be like, hey, Jeremy, I'm doing what you told me. Or hey, Justin, I'm doing what you told me. And I'll be like, that's not even my name. But that's a topic for a different day. So let's get into today's episode. The four whys that are going to help you continue to progress into medical device sales. So number one, the first thing I always tell people, you need to know your why. Why do you want to break into medical device sales? And now let me just have this conversation with you all. Normally, your why is going to be made up of you want to help somebody and there's a financial aspect of it. That is med device sales. Because let me just sit here and tell you, if you only tell me you want to make money, they'll tell you go do solar panels and sell other things, insurance, whatever it is, right? Because you can make money doing anything in life. And then if you say, no, I just want to help people. When I was a personal trainer, they were like, well, just stay being a personal trainer because you help people every single day lose weight. And so there's a part of you want to help people, but you also are competitive and you financially want to live a good life. That's like a very good correlation. But why are they going to choose you on that? Because your why has to be more than just like, I've heard people literally say this in interviews and it is the hardest thing to watch. I just want to be rich. I just want to make a lot of money. I can guarantee you will never go on to a next round of an interview process if that's all you say, right? Like, yes, we know you guys want to make money. We know you all want to be in here, but why do you want to do it? And what I've seen is like, what connection do you personally have when you talk about caring for someone? Why do you want to be in med device sales? Like, I can sit here and tell you guys like, why did I want to be in med device sales? Hey, I just loved helping people. I loved caring for people. That's why I did personal training. But like, you're also talking to someone. My mom's a nurse. I was in the hospital all the time. Like when I would walk home from school, I would go to the hospital and that's where my mom was. And then I'd go talk to the doctors and I'd hang out. And I was very comfortable being in the hospital because that's where I really grew up, for the fact of like, had a single mom. If she couldn't pick me up, I walked to the hospital and then I'd stay till she got off work. And so the whole conversation is, I was very comfortable in that setting and I saw what happened with healthcare and I saw doctors and got to meet physical therapists and all these different people and got to just work with healthcare professionals and see what they were doing. So I was always drawn to that. And I also knew how to talk to doctors and surgeons and nurses and all these different people because it's what I grew up with. So that was number one, like a caring point. But then when like it went to like a financial aspect was like, hey, you know, in 0 to 2 years, I was in the top 10% of personal trainers. If I did that in med device sales, I'd live a different lifestyle. Now, yes, that is me saying, yes, I would like to financially make more, but also I was just showing that like, hey, I'm a driven person. I've already had success. But if I was in a different industry, my lifestyle would be way different. It's okay to be driven by money, right? Now, again, because the one thing I'll just say here, if you were not driven by money, you would not do sales. If you did not care about any finances, you would not do sales. And some people will be like, well, Jacob, that's not true. No. If you are a top performer, you are driven because we are going to financially do well. Right? That's why you guys are all interested in this industry. Do not try to hide that. That is okay. Now, don't say, I want to make a lot of money. That's just silly. But it's okay to have your goals of why you want to be in here. So just see how you can marry the two, because I'm just going to sit here and tell you the people who I've had good conversations with who, you know, come through our course and have it. Like we have the clinical people, you know, we get a lot of nurses, physical therapists, occupational therapists, speech language pathologists. We get a lot of those people. And they have a great clinical background. So they already can talk about helping individuals, but they also need to talk about the financial piece because usually they're capped out. They can't make as much money. They can only work more hours to get more money, right? That's not what you do in sales. So just being able to know your why you want to be in med device sales. Again, most of the time it's going to surround around helping people and it's going to surround around financially how much you can make. But understand that you guys need to have good reasons. Just saying, I like to help people and make more money, that's not good enough. Because they'll just sit here and tell me, like, for example, one of my final interviews, they were just like, then just be a personal trainer. You guys just have to be prepped for that kind of question. So that's the first why. Know why you want to be in med device sales. Now, this is a massive one. When you guys are going through an interview process, know why you want to be with that company. right? So let's just say it's Stryker, J&J, Zimmer, Medtronic, Smith & Nephew, name whatever company you would like to, right? Why do you want to be with that company? Because they're going to ask you that. Do you know the mission statement? Do you know the values of that company? Because I can sit here and tell you after getting off of a lot of calls with people, most people don't. And then they're like, Jacob, I don't understand why I'm not moving on. And I'm like, well, do you know who you're even going to work for? And they're like, yeah, it's this company. And I'm like, and what do you know about them? And be like, well, they offered me an interview. And I'm like, and yep, I give you some sarcasm with it, because what I want you to think about is so many people are just like, oh, I just want to work for this company. I heard it's a good company. Great. I hear a lot of things, right? I heard aliens are real and they're on Earth right now. We're not going to get in that topic because that could go down a whole rabbit hole. But the reason I want you to think about this is you can hear a lot of stuff. Why are they physically going to choose you? Why are you actually going to be there? I need you guys to understand and have that conversation about that, because what happens so many times is, hey, why do you want to be at Stryker? Why do you want to be at J&J? Why do you want to be at Medtronic, Zimmer, Smith & Nephew, whatever the company is? Why do you want to be here with us? The reality of the conversation is a lot of the people I talk to who aren't having success, they don't have an answer. And you know what they say? This is my first option, or this is my first opportunity, or you guys offer me an interview. That is the equivalent of going out on a date with somebody and saying, hey, so what made you want to go out with me? And they're like, you're the only person who was interested. Well, that don't make you feel that special, because they just went out with you because they're the only one that said yes, right? Why do you want to be at that company? That's what you have to ask yourself. So understand, know your why you want to be at that company, whether it's like, hey, are they a top performing company? Do they have really good culture? Have you seen, what do you know? Why do you want to be associated with that company? That's number two. Now, going to the number three, why? Why do you want to be in that division, right? So let's just say, because I've seen that, let's say it's Medtronic, but they're like, why do you want to be in this division? Why do you want to be in ASI over spine? If you can't answer that, again, going back to, you're not saying why it's special and why you have a drawn to that specialty. Because again, you guys, if you don't know, spine is much different than ASI, that's different than GYN, than urology and capital sales, and go down the list. They're all different. If you don't understand that, it will make it very tough of like, why would we choose you, right? You have to understand what you're getting into. So you need to be able to do your research, know the products, know why you want to be a part of that company and why you want to be a part of that division, because why would they choose you? If you're just saying it's because you're the only person giving me a shot, well, that doesn't make them feel special. They want to know that you're the person that really wants to be a part of this company. So that's what I really want you guys to think about for number three. And then number four, why you? Why should they hire you? And I talk about this with our course all the time. That is my favorite question. Why me? Right? Because I can sit here and tell you that was one of my last questions when I went through the interview process. Again, you guys, I sit here and tell you, run the whole Western United States. I went up against people who had 10 plus years experience. I went up against people, President Club winners. Why choose the guy with under 2 years experience to go run the West? That's what they asked me. And I can tell you, I love that freaking question, because I know who I am. I'm very confident in what I've done, and I am confident in what I will do. And I believe in myself. They need to know that from you. Why are they going to choose you? Why are you like, for example, everybody will be like, oh, Jacob, I don't have this and all that. Guess what? When I went up against people who had 10 plus years experience, I didn't have that. It was about 2 years ago. So I'm going to paraphrase a little bit, but when they're like, why should we choose Jacob? I'll be like, that's a great question. And I'm so glad you asked me. The reason why you should choose Jacob is you won't find another person who's as driven as me. You won't find a person who's come into an industry who had no knowledge prior and who had not a lot of help when I was in the industry, be able to perform in the industry with the largest company in the world. You won't find another person who was able to go from lowest performing to top 10. You won't find somebody who's literally spent nights and weekends studying so they could become the best version of themselves and their career, is single, who can be on a plane any second of the day that you need me to, who can travel, who's open to traveling, who likes traveling. All I have to find a place is for my dog to stay. You won't find another person who continues to progress and wants to grow with a company. You won't find, like, I can go on that rant for you guys forever. It's knowing who you are and what you provide. Because what I was able to show is, like, also, I did that. And I remember also saying, who also started a business on the side, who's been able to perform that, who's been able to grow multiple businesses while being here at this place and being able to grow that and having success there, like being able to be successful and a high performer in so many different ways. That's what I was able to show them and be able to go. And for example, I always talk about is, talk is cheap. Hopefully I've just been able to show you. I don't need to talk to you guys about my numbers, because I can just show you my numbers. I don't need to try to tell you how great I was, because I can just show you the numbers. I can just show you the proof. It's the scoreboard. Why should they choose you? If you're the 22-year-old, why are they choosing you over the 31-year-old from ADP who has made $200,000, was a President Club winner? If you can't answer that, why would they hire you? That's what we have to ask ourselves, and that's what you have to know. Why are you the best person for the job? If you can't answer it, how the heck are you going to believe someone else is going to take a shot on you when you don't even know why you're the best person for the job? You have to know that you've done the work. You have to know that you're going to come in and perform. You have to know. And again, what I'm going to just sit here and say one last time, you guys, knowing your why and doing all this stuff is great. But also just understand, every single time I said something, I had the proof to back it up. You know why I could say I know I'm going to come in and perform in this industry? Because I've already done all the work to be sitting here in front of you, and I'm not supposed to be here today. That was the best thing I could ever say when I was going through Medtronic. I'm a personal trainer. Guess who I was going up? People who had been in 5-10 plus years in the medical device sales world is who I was going up against. I'm not even supposed to be here, but somehow I'm sitting here in front of you, and somehow you're considering me for this job when I'm not even supposed to be in the interview right now. That's when you can talk about you've done the work, right? All the other people that I see, if you're in the first round, second round, third round, and you guys all like, yeah, I know I'm going to crush it because I work hard. And it's like, how much did you put in this interview? An hour? Because goodness gracious, if that's it, like, we are in trouble. That's working hard at device sales. It is going to be a challenge. Have your actions speak louder than your words, but you got to know why you're the best person. And what I can just sit here and tell you guys again, it's the last thing I just want to leave you with is confidence. People, there's a difference between cockiness and confidence, but understand confidence comes from keeping promises to yourself. I've said this in other podcasts, but I'm going to say it one more time. Confidence are keeping promises to yourself. You know why I'm confident? Because when I told myself I'm going to wake up at 4 a.m. for 3 years, I did it every single day. Guess what? I was tired. Yes. Guess what? I want to go back to bed. Yes. But guess what I did? Got up at 4 a.m. and got up. Went, started the day. Guess what? When I told myself I was going to work out, worked out. It's not if, it's when. I now worked out. Guess what? When I told myself I was going to read 10 pages, it might be 11 o'clock at night and I was tired, but I told myself I was going to read the 10 pages. Well, guess what I did? Kept the promises to myself and I read those 10 pages. Guess what? I told myself I was going to go for a walk. Oh, it's a tough day. It's rainy. It's all the excuses in the world, but guess what it was? I kept the promise to myself. That's all confidence is, because if you don't have confidence, you just don't believe in yourself. You know, you're a liar to yourself. And I can sit here and tell you, because I've watched a lot of successful people, and you want to know what the difference between successful and unsuccessful people are? It's the successful people are confident. It's because they kept the promises in themselves. That's why I can sit here and even tell you guys why I get so passionate with you guys and with our group is because I've done the work. I know we're going to do the work. I'm not afraid to do the work. I just had to talk with our videographer that I was going to come in and I'm going to film for 14 plus hours. There's things I have to get done. Guess what? To most people, they're like, oh, that's crazy. That's not a fun weekend. It's just called doing the work. If you can just do the work and keep the promises to what you said, you will change your entire life. And so I'm going to just say, you guys all know, I hope you break into medical device sales. But I can also sit here and tell you, if all I do is help you break into med device sales, I failed. Because I want you guys to win at life. I want you to win in this world. I want you to be the most confident person that you can be. I want you to go and be able to live the life that you once dreamed of. Because you're talking to the kid, you're listening to the kid that 6 years ago had 66 bucks to his name, who woke up on the air mattress, who never thought I'd be saying the same things I'm saying to you. But the reason it is because I never quit on myself. I kept the promises to myself. I continued to work every single day, and it's turned into this crazy life that we live now. And I want every single person watching this, listening to this, going through this process to be able to finish that and hear that and be able to go through that exact same experience for themselves. Whether you come into med device sales or you don't, but I hope you guys do. I hope it's a great experience, but I want you to know where my heart is I just want you all to win. I want you to have the best experience in this life. I want you to have complete freedom, because that's what this life is all about. And why not just help some people, sell some products that can make a difference in people's lives? That's what's pretty cool. Glad I get to share it with you. I hope this is helpful for you. Again, if you can press that like and subscribe button, if you can share this with somebody or leave us a 5-star review, it helps us grow this channel. Again, if you guys are really serious about breaking into medical device sales, like we talked about on the last podcast, all I do is save you guys time and money. Instead of you guys trying to figure it out, go through the interview process, lose, go through it again, lose, go through and get to a fourth round, lose. And now that turned into an 8-month process because you did it. That's where our average person comes in 8.2 weeks. We've had people 3 weeks, 4 weeks get hired in their first interview process, $90,000, $100,000. We've had people, you know, coming in bases of $115,000 at plans 143. It's absolutely amazing. I'm so proud. And if you guys are very serious and you want to make the difference in your life and look at it as an investment and knowing and trusting that you can get a 14X plus return, which is in the first year, and just understand that's going to be the least amount of money you make in your whole entire life. And it can only go up from there, especially if you know what you're doing and you learn how to do it from people who are top performers. It could probably turn out pretty dang good for you, but you got to trust in yourself. You got to look at an investment. Now, I'd love to help you, but if that's not for you, no worries. I hope these free podcasts are helpful for you all, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.